You are now entering the mind of one of rock's greatest musicians, a former singer of Styx.
The exclusive podcast, Come Sail Away, with Dennis DeYoung.
Come sail away!
Hey kids, did you miss me? That's right, I was gone for 2 weeks, you know, and I decided to come back because really, all these fans were lining up at my front door, and they were going, they're pounding on my door day and night, crying these big crocodile tears with all kinds of salty stuff falling off their chins onto my door frame and on my door jamb, rusting the door jamb. I had to replace the weather stripping. Neighbors were complaining, so here, okay, I'm back. Now I'm back. Are you happy? Okay, I can hear right now there's a guy out there saying, hey, Martha, I didn't even know he was gone for 2 weeks. So anyway, back to the Grand Illusion. The Grand Illusion album, it was a good one. Humdinger, still my best. So in a nutshell, I've said it before in some of these podcasts, simply put, it was my idea, my concept about, do we tell our audience right up front that we are creating an illusion and that we're just like you? We're just up here on the stage with these instruments, lucky guys that we were, and that deep inside, we were all the same, despite all the trappings. So that was my concept, and I was trying to make the point that through advertisement, this is capitalism in work, where people create fantasies trying to convince us all that we need these things, whatever they are. Was it a car, deodorant, I don't know, better looking floss, I don't know, hair coloring, I don't know, that if we have this, we will find happiness. And so we buy stuff. And we were no different. We were telling you that. What did you buy from us? Well, the records and the concert tickets. But we were upfront about it. I don't think any band has ever done that, really, that I know of, and certainly not at that time. But I had this idea to come clean on it. I don't know why. They should have locked me up. But that's the Grand Illusion. I've talked about this song before. It's a good one. It sets the tone. Even the music sounds, you know, it's pompous as can be with the beginning. And it's a good one. The second song is Fooling Yourself. Tommy wrote that song. And what Tommy brought in basically was an acoustic guitar song, like he has so many times. And then J.Y. had this idea that for this instrumental beginning, which, you know, J.Y. played. He was a very fine keyboard player, started on piano, played organ. And he had this little da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee, and I had ba-ba, ba-da-dee, ba-ba, and then we put it together, and it was this musical part that we just really kind of played separately and attached to the Fooling Yourself song. And how does Fooling Yourself go with the concept? Well, Tommy's talking about the angry young man, and over the years I've heard him say that he wrote the song about me, that I was the angry young man. And I used to look at the lyric and said, was that the angry young man? And really, in many ways, he wasn't wrong. I did. I had a chip on my shoulder, and it was not a chocolate chip. I wanted to be a successful musician, and I worked really hard and convinced the guys we were the greatest band in the world and that nobody could stop us. So I had this chip on my shoulder, and I said, oh, I'm the angry young man. Tommy wrote a song about me. How nice of him. Later, he took it back. Indian giver, doggone you, Tommy, said, no, the song is really about me, about himself. And I thought, well, he was the angry young man. Well, maybe we were all angry young men. We probably were. We were trying to accomplish something. So here's the song. Off he goes. And the best part, of course, is get up, get back on your feet. You're the one you can't beat, and you know it. Come on, whatever the words are, you know, take your best shot. There it is. Take your best shot. And don't blow it. And I think Rocky had just come out the year before, 1976. I think Tommy and I did talk about this. I could be wrong. Don't sue me. But I could be wrong. But I think he said, yeah, you know, this whole thing about Rocky takes the best shot and he gets up off the canvas. And then some years later, in 1980, a guy named Eddie Schwartz, he writes this song called Hit Me With Your Best Shot that Pat Benatar recorded. So I think Eddie might have either, you know, probably saw Rocky and was influenced by that. And I think he heard Fooling Yourself, which is a great tune. But there he is. It's about getting up and getting back on your feet. Well, all right, now, what's the next song? Superstars. And I've oftentimes said, I thought this is probably the weakest song on the album. But why is that? Weak how? Well, it's sitting between Grand Illusion, between Fooling Yourself and Come Sail Away. That's like me taking a picture, you know, with George Clooney to my left and Tom Brady on my right. Who's looking at the mook in the middle? Nobody is. You know, that's how I feel. That's where Superstar sits, between two really big, great songs. And what about Superstars? Well, Tommy nails it. It's a song that really came from the three of us. Musically, I'm pretty sure that J.Y. had the idea first with the da-dee-da-da-da-da-dee, you know, kind of like the hook. And it starts with a hook, which is a little bit unusual. So what is it about? Well, we tell you right there again, it's the Grand Illusion concept in spades. Sometimes, what is it? How does it go? He talks about being, knowing about being in the 14th row. How does it go again? Well, something like, you've read about me in the papers, you've seen me on the movie screen, you know everything there is to know about me, I'm your late, late fantasy, but don't think I can't hear you calling from the shadow of the 14th row, because I've had the same dreams you've had a few short years ago, and that's why I know that standing up here now on this stage, I'm a superstar. How did that happen? Can't be sure, but here we are. So we're telling you, we were you in that audience not so long ago. And then what happens later in the song? Well, the carnival barker comes out. You know, here he comes, P.T. Barnum. And he says, superstars, yes, yes, superstars, step right this way. Everyone's welcome. We want your dreams. The offer's simple, momentary immortality. That's a good one, because he says, because I've seen them all. You know, I've seen them climb, and I've seen them fall. I've seen them come, and I've seen them go. And through it all, there's only one thing that matters, love. And that's simply you and I. Yes, you and I, for we are superstars. All that matters is love. All you need is love. The love you take is equal to the love you make, on and on and on. Okay, it's a good one. And right in line with the concept, Come Sail Away, talked about it here on these podcasts to death. If you don't know that song by now, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. Why would you listen to me if you don't know that song? It don't make any sense to me. So it's a song about yearning to be in a better place. And it seems like, you know, it turned out to be a catchy tune. And like I said, it's the quintessential stick song with the pop beginning, the hard rock guitars, and obviously the artsy, fartsy Prague interlude in the middle. And there it is. You know that one. So let's flip it over. Side two. Can you imagine? Yes. Miss America. J.Y.'s big contribution to the whole record. His best song, in my opinion. My opinion, that's the best one, hands down. And it came late in the album. At the very end, J.Y. came up with this song. And I'm so glad he did, because it really made a difference to the record. Can't imagine the record without it. And so he had this musical beginning, these chords, dee-da-dee-da, how it starts. And I thought, listen, I said, gee, why, what if I kind of hint at the Miss America theme as sung by Burt Parks, only we do it in minor key because it's in minor key. And he dug it, and we did it, and there's the beginning, and off it goes into the big rock song. And what's it about? Once again, it's about illusions. The illusions that's created by the Miss America contestant who wants to be, you know, the queen of the United States, essentially, in those days. And it's another illusion that's being created that it's not real, because in some ways, J.Y. has told me that some of the song was based on the fact that his wife Susie was going through this terrible, terrible health problem at the time, and he was dealing with that as we're recording the Grand Illusion album. So it's a kind of a mixed thing here, but it's about the illusion of beauty and what we deem as important. Okay, great. Now we're going to go on to Man in the Wilderness. Oh, boy. Well, what is once again, here it is. Are you looking? Don't look far. It's right there. Tommy tells you. He says, 10,000 people look my way, but they can't see the way that I feel. Nobody even cares to try. I spend my life and sell my soul on the road, and I'm still in the dark because I can't seem to find the light alone. And he's the man in the wilderness. He's a rock star. 10,000 people screaming for him, yelling, Tommy, Tommy, over and over again, yet he's still the man in the wilderness. There it is. It's the Grand Illusion. And the last song, probably the proggiest thing I ever wrote. No attempt to be anything but what it is, a very dark song about, well, what's it about? It's about, I guess, it's about the anxiety one feels from leaving the comfort and the protection of the castle walls to go out there in the real world and fight the battles that must be fought to be a success. And there it is. He's the guy that doesn't want to really leave the castle walls. And he says, far beyond these castle walls, right? Where the distant harbor meets the sky. There the battle raged like hell, and even doves had lost their will to fly. That's castle walls. Spooky. And it's supposed to sound filled with anxiety. In the beginning, you hear the guy going, he's trying to breathe deep. They tell you to breathe deep when you're feeling anxious. That's castle walls. And what ties it all up? the grand finale. Bum, 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 bum. As pompous as we could get, we combined some of the elements from all the songs, from Superstars to the Grand Illusion. It's all right there, and it wraps up with, Swift, you think your life is complete confusion because you never win the game? Just remember, it's a grand illusion, and deep inside, we're all the same. What we were trying to do there really was what the Beatles did on Abbey Road and Sgt. Pepper. We tried our best to try to tie it all up at the end with a little reprise, and it wasn't the Beatles, but it was pretty good for us. So that's my summation on, it's a little longer today, but listen, I could go on and for hours talking about the Grand Illusion, but I don't want to bore you anymore. Hope you've enjoyed it. Cheers. This is your buddy Dennis DeYoung. Hope the universe is tilting in your direction.
Enlightening? Perhaps.
Entertaining? Always.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, Come Sail Away with Dennis DeYoung.
Get the next new episode Friday morning at 7 a.m. on this website.